beautiful passage which brings peace and consolation. And the summary of this passage, I believe, is right here. Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Someone once said, I think it was Socrates, but I'm not sure, but I remember this. This person said, the most rich man, the richest man, is not the one who has the most, but the one who needs the least. There are a lot of people out there, there are a lot of millionaires, a lot of people who kill themselves, who commit suicide. There's a lot of people out there who have a lot of money, but not because they're rich, they have everything. Sometimes they are those who need the most. So in this saying, the richest man is the one who needs the least. It means the one who doesn't need peace because he has it. He's not looking for peace because he already has it. He's not looking for things out there because he has it. He has material possessions, but he has the things that matter the most. And this is the message for all of us. Take care to guard against all greed. How can you describe a greedy person? Really, you can't say. You can notice if a person is greedy or not until the actions that he does or she does. Or as a priest, when you go to confession, or when we go to confession, because I go to confession as well, and if we tell the priest, Father, I'm envious, I'm jealous, I'm covetous, I'm greedy, then we can know if someone is greedy or not. So take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Notice that God is not saying that it is wrong to make money. He's not saying that. Because in other part of the scripture, he gave the different talents to these three people. Two people go and they multiplied it. But then one person was scared. He's like, no, I'm just going to bury it. And when the master came back, he was really mad because he said, at least you could put that money in the bank and give me some interest. So God is not against wealth. He's not saying don't accumulate. Not all of us are called to be like St. Francis. He even got naked in front of the bishop. He said, I don't need none of this. Not all of us, thank God, are called for that. The bishop had to cover St. Francis because he was completely naked. Now, all of us are called to just surrender everything and I give up everything and God's providence. That's not everyone's vocation. You have your vocation, I have my vocation, but the vocation that God is calling us is to generosity, to be generous. Again, there's nothing wrong to accumulate wealth. So all the $1 million that you might have in the bank, or $1,000 or whatever, or the possessions that you have, there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. But God wants you to be generous. You are already very generous. Just look at this beautiful building. It was sent down from heaven, but because thanks to your generosity. You have been very generous. Just look at the beautiful ministry of St. Vincent de Paul, the Knights of Columbus, the Legion of Mary, all the various ministers that we have. Your generosity is just overflowing, overwhelming, beautiful. So God today is calling us to recognize, number one, that everything that we have comes from Him. Everything that we have comes from Him is a blessing. But He wants us to be generous daily. So not to be greedy. We hear this guy. He goes to ask Jesus. He recognizes God as the teacher, the one who teaches, the one who knows, the one who has wisdom. Tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. Look at the beautiful answer that God gives. Friend, who appointed me as your judge? In other words, Jesus is saying, this happened back in the day, and guess what? It continues to happen today. But Jesus is saying, I really don't care about the material inheritance. What you should be doing with that is to just as you have been blessed, to bless other people and just pass the generosity on to others. That doesn't matter to me. The material inheritance, because that will come to an end. And we hear the parable. Somebody else will enjoy that. You will die tonight, my friend. But I'm not the judge who's ruling over the material inheritance. I am the judge who is trying to rule over the spiritual inheritance, the heavenly inheritance. That's why I'm here. Because I'm here to give you the inheritance of my Father, the heavenly kingdom. This is what I care. This is what matters. Because this will endure forever. And then we hear this beautiful parable. You know, as a priest, I've been, as you call myself, a baby priest. I think until you're at least 10 years as a priest, you're still called a baby priest. So I'm 3 years and a half. I've been with you guys almost 2 years, so you're doing great. Thank you for your patience. Last 2 years, 2 years ago, when I first got to Aiken, as a priest, you get to experience this because you're other Christ. Somebody called me. Don't try to figure out who this person is. I don't think you will be able to. But this beautiful person, she was dying. I wasn't going to say the she or he, but I already did it anyways. She was dying. She requested anointing, the last rites. So I went to this house, and this experience brought me indignation and sadness. I got to the place. This beautiful woman, she's getting ready to die, to give her soul to Christ. And I got there. It's a beautiful mansion. It's not just a house, it's a mansion. It's a beautiful place, big. I got there and I'm like, where's this person? Oh, she's over there. Because I saw like a lot of people. There was a lot of people in the house. Some people were carrying boxes. They were kind of in a rush. Some people were taking things out. And I'm like confused. I'm like, what is this? What is going on? So I went and gave the sacrament to this woman. She was responsive but not able to talk. And I gave her the anointing. And she said, thank you. With her lips, she just said, thank you. And I think that's what it meant, because you can read lips, right? And she just kept pressing my hand. And then she looked around. And then I'm like, I got to ask what's going on. Because I saw a couple, they were just making out. There were other people here, people carrying boxes and things. And I'm like, what is going on? And these people were her children, her grandchildren, and the boyfriend and the girlfriend of the children, who could not wait for this woman to die, and they were already taking her possessions. They were already taking material things. I was devastated. I was really sad and mad. And I had to tell them, would you please put that down? Stop what you're doing. At least give her a minute to die in peace. You are like ravens trying to take everything out. That is really sad. But that has helped me as a priest to give counsel to other people. And this goes with the parable. Everything comes from God, but those things will come to an end. God is calling us to be generous, overflowing, just as it has been given to us to just be generous to others, because that might happen to you or me. Well, I don't have any children, but I have brothers and sisters. That might happen to us. That we may constantly teach our children, our people, what matters to God, not to be greedy. Then another person said, he was dying, and he's like, Father, I have a lot of possessions. A lot of the businesses in town I own. Oh, really? I didn't know. Nice. But you know what? All my children left. And now that they know that I'm dying, they came back because they want some of that. What should I do? And I said, you know, just give it to the local priest. Give it to the church. I didn't say that. I said, just give it to the charity. They don't deserve anything. It was not given to you just like that. It costed, you sacrifice. teach them something. Bring them to heaven. This is what God is asking us to do, to be generous, but to be cautious. In Proverbs 23, 4, 5, it says, do not wear yourself out to gain wealth. Cease to be worried about that. When your glance flits to it, it is gone. Again, we need the money to pay them bills. But always trust God that He will provide. He is our Father. Later on in Proverbs 28, 6, it says, better to be poor and walk in integrity than rich and crooked in one's ways. If you notice this guy, it was all about me. Not me, but this guy. He said, what shall I do? This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store all my grain and my goods. And I shall say to myself, it was all about him. Ego. God is asking us that we can be inclusive. It's all about our brothers and sisters. Everything that we have received must share it in generosity. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your life be free from love of money, but be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never forsake you or abandon you. How much is enough? Oftentimes we have, not oftentimes, every day, we have so many blessings, and we might take it for granted. And we want to accumulate more. How much is enough? God is taking care of us. Let us give thanks for the many blessings that we have received from our God. And let me give you a definition of covetousness. Covetousness is the immoderate desire to possess something. That's a sin. Greed is the selfish desire to have more than what is needed or more than what I deserve. What is envy then, Father? Envy is to have, wanting to have what others have. And jealousy is the fear of losing what I have. We don't have to be covetous or greedy or selfish or even jealous, because we have a Father that loves us. We have a Father that has given everything to us, the heavenly inheritance, but we must earn it. And that's where we're here, so that we can go out there and continue to share of the many blessings that God has given us all. And I will end with this prayer from Proverbs 38:9. Put falsehood and lying far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Provide me only with the food I need, lest being full I deny you, saying, who is the Lord? Or being in want I steal, I profane the name of my God. Please stand. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty.